I think we have a vibe report on the line.
Okay, nobody talk about guitar strings. Roscoe.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Hey.
What's going on?
Mr. Hound, how's it with you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I had absolutely no voice this morning. It's slowly but surely either coming back or really going.
What'd you do?
I drank.
Ann Howard?
I drank. I don't know what I did. I drank a lot, though. Where are you? You sound like you're in a pay toilet or something.
Let me hit the channel select.
You're where? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Does it sound better?
Yeah, it does, actually.
A little bit.
No, I'm at home watching the third round of the Masters.
How's the weather?
The weather, there is a slight overcast. You know, it's just kind of like a dull white sky.
Mm-hmm. Is that in Augusta or in New York?
It's in Augusta. That Spanish guy, Jose Maria Ozabal, they say. It's a Z, but it's pronounced T-H. Ozabal.
That's golf, right?
Yeah, he's leading. Golf and there's a couple other guys, you know. It's pretty conservative. How are you guys today?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm really hungover. Bruce is not hungover, and John Graboff is mildly.
You got Graboff out there with
John
you?
John Graboff is here, yes, in person.
Uh-huh. Hey, Sco, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad.
Graboff is the gallery.
Uh huh.
Mhm.
Who drove?
Me.
You did?
Yeah. We put Bruce sideways in the back.
Ah. Uh-huh. What a nice guy.
They're going to strap me to the roof on the way home.
Uh-huh. You guys eat yet?
No. I'm too hungover to eat.
Not me.
By the time I get back, I'll be ready to eat.
I've been hungover, but I've been, like, drinking Coca-Colas and eating Chinese food.
Coca-Cola is a great hangover cure.
It's very true.
It's really crazy how you're just drawn to it.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to Coca-Cola doesn't work is if you've been throwing up all the hot stuff from Bloody Marys the night before.
You know,
it burns its way down like a flaming auger.
Well, that happened to me also, and for the real special times when Coca-Cola won't work, and this is so important that you shouldn't go to it too often, that's when I reach for the Dr. Pepper.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. It's an extra medical training.
Yeah, it's got that little bit of prune in there, you know? A little carbonated prune.
I'm a strong believer in DDP, Diet Dr. Pepper.
I think I just invented a new soda, Dr. Jalapeno.
Hey, there you go. You can do a half and half, Bruce. That's pretty good with the diet and a little bit of regular Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's not like I really need to slim down or anything. It's just like the standard soda just makes my teeth hurt.
Mm-hmm. But how does the MSG from the Chinese food fit into the overall picture?
It does sort of an Elvis's stomach exponential thing, you know.
Also gives you a healthy forehead sweat, you know, that all the booze can leave via.
You know, combining with the Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper, depending on the severity of your intake.
Well, MSG always made my fingertips tingle, so I guess in that case you always like to know they're still there. So.
Uh-huh.
So what did you do last night, Roscoe?
What did I do? It's really a good question.
Hmm.
I think I just continued with the Chinese food and Cokes and watching TV, the Bush, you know.
The bush? Oh, you're burning the bush.
Burning the bush.
I see.
I think so. I still needed one more recuperation night. Where did you guys go?
I went out to Billy and Miriam's to buy records. On the way back, I stopped to have dinner at 2A with Lorraine, and I just stayed there and got smashed until it got too crowded. Then I went over to the Mercury Lounge and got even smasheder.
Smasheder?
Smasheder.
And even more crowded.
Yeah. And then I stumbled home.
Sounds good. What's in store for us as far as this evening's festivities go?
I think the Senders Rooster Tail and Martin's Folly at Brownies looks like the ticket for tonight.
Uh-huh.
Dick Dale is at the Grand on Wednesday, and that's something. I know you missed them last time, but you should really try to make it over there, just to gaze upon the reverb tank of life.
Yeah, you know, they're reissuing it. Let's see. Yeah, that's the 13th?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the 17th at Maxwell's.
Right, that's Sunday after, a week from tomorrow at Maxwell's.
Uh-huh.
And what's that reissue date?
Last time he was better at Maxwell's than at the Grand.
Well, that probably would be, you know.
Yeah.
The Grand does, I mean, am I going to, like, ruin somebody's free drinks by saying this? The Grand does kind of suck.
Mm.
Well, you know, it's just even at, if you got a sold out show on your hands, they still don't care because they're going to have you out of there by 11 o'clock so they can get in
the disco. Yeah, they do the early thing there.
Crazy disco party that costs them nothing.
And if Nightbob isn't doing the sound, it just sounds horrendous in there. It's just this weird sort of bass garbage can.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, that sounds good. Mary Lee's playing on Thursday.
Where's that at?
Shanae.
Yeah. With Andy and, with the whole band or just the...
Andy and, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, that sounds good. Saturday night over at Brownie's. Aha.
Spot standing bar.
Is?
Yeah.
That's good. I've seen, it seems like the, a lot of, sort of greatest hits bartenders this week, you know?
Yeah.
And I hit them all.
What?
And I think I've hit every bar this week.
Yeah. What day was that that we were at the Tom Clark thing?
Thursday.
That was tolerable.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Bill Bruch has been appearing with a Western Swing outfit. When's the next Dixie Riddle Cups gig, Bruce? The
next Dixie Riddle Cups gig, I'm glad you asked because I completely spaced it off myself, is Wednesday night at the Sidewalk Cafe on Avenue A.
This Wednesday?
Two sets.
Wednesday at the Sidewalk.
In the back room?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I tried to see Adam play there once, and it was so crowded I split.
I can't say I've ever been deep enough into that place to know where a band would play.
You know, it's hard to live down a bad hamburger. I had one there, and I never, you know, I just could never go back into the place.
I'm not sure I could even drink in there. I mean, even the glasses look funky.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why you go with that bonded bottle of Bud.
There it is.
You know?
Glass guaranteed to be funky.
Yeah, it's guaranteed. You know, it's just that's the worst thing about flying into Newark and seeing where that Budweiser comes from on the East Coast.
Right next to the graveyard, right. You know, and the prison.
You know, down river.
It's in the water.
Really? Oh, no. Let's see if there's any other intense shot making going on here. Oh, there's Vijay Singh, Larry Mize, two of the greats. Oh, he drained it. Oh, that's good.
Let us know when he gets back out on the course.
He drained that one. Well, guys, I guess, you know, I'll be hooking up with you later on. So
cool.
I guess so. You got some good noise on...
yeah, I got tons of it.
...plan for everybody? All right. Well...
Okay, Roscoe. See you later.
Later.
State of the Vibe Report, folks. Even we don't know why anymore.